Hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with We Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, the life, and the only way to know God. Through Jesus, He is the bridge between sinful people and the holy God of the universe. It's possible to know Him, to love Him, to serve Him, to rejoice in Him, to please Him. And that's what We Kids is all about. I'm glad you're listening. Alex, Ben, Kelly, and Nikki, especially glad that you're listening, kiddos. Thank you very much for the family picture. I appreciate that. Lacey, greetings to you, young'un. But you're not exactly a little kid anymore, are you, Lacey? I think 11 is just fine. It's nice to see you growing into a young lady. Tanner, Kyle, and James, greetings to you guys. Joshua, hello to you. I like your biblical name, young man. Hallie, hello to you. Parker, nice to have you listening. And over here, hi to Alicia, Derek, and Caleb. Look at the eyes light up on these kiddos. Yes, I'm talking to you, Alicia, Derek, and Caleb. Callie, Kenna, and Mabry, hello to you. Audria and Becky, greetings to you. Alex, Trista, Felicia, and Quentin, hi to you, kiddos. And hi to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to We Kids. Now, if you've had someone ask about some sin in your life, you know it is not a happy time. This happened with the first two people on Earth, and it wasn't a happy time for them either. Sin is like that. So what do we do about sin? Well, we're going to be talking about that in the next few minutes, along with some happier things during We Kids.
Faith is believing in something I cannot see.
Oh, that is true.
Faith is important if I want to make God happy.
Would you like to make God happy?
F-A-I-T-H.
That's faith.
Faith, faith, faith.
Oh, yes.
Faith is a gift from God Almighty.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
I cannot see the wishes that my mom gives in her kisses every night when she holds me tight. I cannot see the air, but I know that it is there. I can breathe, so I believe. I see so clearly with my heart. Faith is such a wonderful part of growing up in God.
Faith is believing in something I cannot see.
That's right.
Faith is important if I want to make God happy.
It's very important.
It sure is.
What a wonderful gift it is. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for. Or you could say, now faith is being sure of things hoped for. The conviction of things not seen, or being certain of things not seen. And that's why faith is so important. You can't see God, But if he has given you that gift of faith that is taking him at his word, then you can follow Jesus. Why do we need faith? Why do we need to believe in God? Because the Bible says we are sinners, and the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world to help get us out of this terrible sin mess. He did that by taking our punishment for sin on himself. He died in our place, the Bible says, to prove his great love for us. So, kiddo, if you have faith in Jesus Christ, then you can agree with him that you're a sinner. That is, you can confess your sin to him. You can turn away from that sin, that is, repent, and receive his gift of heart cleansing and new life. That's the only way to please God and the only way to live. Coming next is Bible Time and Trouble in the Garden. What caused that? You've got it right. Sin. Boy.
Mr. Adam went out walking on a bright and sunny day. He decided to name all the animals and hear what they would say.
Now, let me see. Here we have a monkey, and there's a donkey, and there's an animal with a long neck. That's a giraffe. And there's a kangaroo.
Ha, 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 this is so much fun. Mr. Adam went on walking, his friends all close behind, just a hopping and a skipping down the garden trail to see what they could find.
Now let me see. There's a huge rhinoceros and a big fat hippopotamus. And there's an elephant with a long nose. And here's a lion, too.
Yes, it started out so nicely. As a matter of fact, everything was perfect in the Garden of Eden, and then there was trouble. Oh, it was sinful, it was bad, it was no good, and that's what today's Bible time is about. But, you know, we have to know the bad news in order to really appreciate the good news. That is, the bad news is what makes the good news good. Today's Bible time is taken right from the Word of God, Genesis chapter 3. Now, Adam and Eve lived in the perfect, sinless Garden of Eden. But then they sinned by disobeying God, and suddenly things changed. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." And God said to him, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me from the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" And the woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you more than all cattle, and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you will go, and dust you will eat all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel. To the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your pain in childbirth. In pain you will bring forth children. Yet your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you. Then to Adam he said, Because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten from the tree about which I commanded you, saying, You shall not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you will eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall grow for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you will eat bread, till you return to the ground, because from it you were taken. For you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Now the man called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all the living. The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife, and clothed them. Then the Lord God said, Behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. And now he might stretch out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him out from the Garden of Eden to cultivate the ground from which he was taken. So he drove the man out, and at the east of the Garden of Eden he stationed the cherubim and the flaming sword, which turned every direction to guard the way to the tree of life. Oh, talk about bad news. But remember, that's what makes the good news good. This good verse to remember has bad news and good news. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Adam and Eve are in the Garden of Eden, enjoying all God had made. There were all kinds of good things for eating. Life was really great. God provided everything, then gave one small direction. Have fruit from any tree you want, with this one exception. God told Eve, don't eat from the tree.
That is why we have to deal with this problem of sin. Thank God he sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God we can believe in him, turn from our sin, and follow him. Youngster, if you have not chosen to follow Jesus, you need to do that. Now, the Bible says, today is the day of salvation. Don't put that off. Stop following your own sinful way. Take God at his word. Believe that you're a sinner. And believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died for your sin, youngster. That is so important. Because even though we're alive, physically, our bodies are alive, we start out in our hearts, dead in our trespasses, dead in our sins, And the only way to have that wonderful gift of new life is through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why I'm here. That's what We Kids is all about. Have you heard the good news? I hope so. Mr. Nick here with We Kids, and now time for a little marching fun here during our wonderful We Kids March. I need some march leaders. Kelly, of Alex, Ben, Kelly, and Nikki, would you like to lead the whole family today during our wonderful We Kids March? You're picked, Nikki, by Mr. Nick. And over here, Jonathan, Brea, and Joshua. It's going to be Brea leading the march today. Jonathan and Joshua, follow your sister. Speaking about sisters, Anna Marie, I'm putting you ahead of Dean. John, who is not a sister but a brother, to Joanna, Rachel, Sarah, and Lydia. It's just the other way around, isn't it? John, you're the only boy, and you are the march leader during our wonderful We Kids March today. One more. Over here, Wyatt, I'm putting you ahead of Lexi and Brock. Mama, Papa, help me, please. If I've not picked a march leader, will you please pick one for me? Thank you very much. Rules to our wonderful We Kids March. Oh, you know these. Especially watch out for the T-bone players. And let's go for it. And they're off to an excellent start. Levi, good marching. Left. You left. You left. You left. You left. Tanner, Kyle, and James, you guys are terrific marchers in our wonderful We Kids March. As is Parker and Hallie over here. Knees up high, dear. Here comes Alicia. Here comes Derek. And Caleb is in on this thing, too. Hello, Callie. Hello, Kenna. Hello, Mambry. Watch out for the T-bone players, please. Hello, Louise. Andrea and Becky go marching by. And Alex and Trista and Felicia and Quentin. Yes, Quentin, the email king. I get lots of them from you, little guy. All right, gently now. Not quite so high on the knees. When the music is soft, you march gently. And then when the music gets big, you know what to do, right? Like right now. Led by the T-bone players and bunches of merry marchers in our wonderful We Kids March. Here comes Joseph, Annalisa, and Eli. Excellent marching. Liberty, good marching. We talk about great marchers here. Here comes Joanna, Rachel, Sarah, John, and Lydia. Alex, Christopher, Ryan, Lyriel, Caria. You are good marchers. Here comes Chaz. Good marching, Chaz. Lexi, supposed to be behind Wyatt today. Brock, following Wyatt. You'll have your chance to lead, Brock. This is our wonderful We Kids March. Bunch of good marchers. Oh, look at this one here, Abigail. I like the way those knees are up high and the feet are in time with the music. Here comes Hallie. Lacey, good marching. Mackenzie, good marching. Sydney, Ethan, David, good marching in our wonderful We Kids March. All the way to the end now, Joelle. Here comes Avery. And Emily's in on this thing, too. Caitlin and Connor, good marching. Hello, Dean. You're supposed to be following Anna Marie, I believe. Joshua goes marching by. You're looking for the walls of Jericho, Josh? All the way to the end now of our wonderful We Kids March. Ooh, good marching. And you may be seated.
Hey, don't forget to tell your friends all about Keys for Kids Radio and keysforkids.net. The more, the merrier.
Galatians 5, 22 and 25. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness,
Galatians chapter 5 music on We Kids. The only way that you can have the fruit of the Spirit is if the Spirit of God lives inside of you. Remember we were talking about following Jesus, confessing your sin, turning from that, having that gift of faith, believing in God? Well, once you're following God, His Spirit lives in you, and you have that wonderful fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. But first you need to follow Jesus. Have you given your heart, your life to Him? Mr. Nick here with We Kids.
I'm just a girl, an innocent girl. I play by the rules at home and at school. But this teacher I got is from the school of hard knocks. Yeah, she's got a mean streak. Now my whole future looks bleak. Oh, tell me, how do I get through? Please tell me, what would Jesus do?
We can tell you.
There's just one answer.
Yeah, we know.
You gotta give a little grace, grace. Put a smile on your face, face. Take the wrongs and erase, erase. And when you think you're gonna blow your top, stop and give a little grace, grace.
Sugar and spice. I've been so textbook nice, but things aren't going well, 'cause she's ringing my bell. How can I be a peach to a sour grapes teach when it isn't deserved? That's one big learning curve. This doesn't seem like simple ABCs,
but it's really very elementary.
You gotta give a little grace, grace. Put a smile on your face, face. Take the wrongs and erase, erase. And when you think you're gonna blow your top, stop and give a little grace, grace. 'Cause we all make mistakes, mistakes. So just put on your brakes, brakes. And think of what the Lord has done for you. Then let it shine through and give grace.
Thanks to our friends at Paws and Tails for that grace-filled music. Youngster, it is the grace of God that is His favor that we don't deserve that gets us into His family. And once we belong to Him, we can pass that grace along to others as well. And that's just what they were singing about there. Speaking about sin, speaking about new life, speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ, have you heard these words coming through in the past half hour? Remember Bible time and trouble in the garden? The sin problem, and Adam and Eve were driven out of the Garden of Eden, and we've had to deal with weeds and sin and trouble and pain in childbirth and all that horrible stuff since. But Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Youngster, that's a wonderful verse to remember. Romans 6:23. and a wonderful verse to live as well. Mr. Nick here with We Kids. I've enjoyed meeting here with the kids of the radio and internet neighborhoods, and what is this? Oh, I see it comes with a little note. Mr. Nick, hop in. Don't even look for a seatbelt. Keep your head back on headrest. Well, I suppose I can climb up here in this thing and see if I can follow instructions. Now, how do I make this thing go? Hey, what's going on here? I'm moving back. Uh-oh.